Hello, this is Farah Osbeck. Welcome to Military Law and Life Matters Podcast, the podcast that arms you with knowledge so you don't become a victim of injustice. So it's October 2019. I'm back from my one-year sabbatical. It was I had a year off. I call it a sabbatical. And it was mainly to catch up and work with my clients, my discharge review board clients I had. I've attended a lot of board hearings with every service. So I've been to the Air Force Discharge Review Board. I've been to the Army, the Navy, which includes my Navy and Marine clients, and also the Coast Guard, actually. So I've been to all the boards in person. So I look forward to sharing with you my experiences there. Of course, I will not in any way divulge any facts or confidences from my clients' cases, but I can actually just share with you, you know, the experiences, the type of things that are helpful or not helpful. I've had a lot of document review cases, so I'm going to talk about those. Again, not about the specific cases, but just the process and the different things I'm seeing from the boards, how they apply this DOD liberal guidance they talk about, how if they are even applying the Wilkie guidance. So in November, what I plan to do actually, again, now that I'm back from my sabbatical, is I plan on going through a series of very detailed podcasts where it's my goal to help a veteran who wants to put together an application on their own for free, you know, no, they can just do it on their own. And it's really to walk you through every step. So tell you which form you use, whether it's the DD-293 or the DD-149, you know, walk you through each step. Because if you're a vet, just because you're a veteran, it doesn't mean you know how to do this. I know how to do it because I've done this. I mean, I've researched it. I know which forms to use. But, you know, this will hopefully, you know, empower you to do your own case and, you know, the facts of your case to kind of tell you what you need to put in each block, what types of information is helpful, you know, what you need to include. Do you need to include medical records? Where do you get your records? Where do you get your personnel records? I just know from experience of people emailing and calling me, they don't know. A lot of veterans have no, you know, they just don't know because, again, why would I only know it because I've done this, right? I wouldn't have known otherwise. So I look forward to doing that. I really want to empower you to do your own cases because I'm one person. I really cannot help everyone that contacts me. I get a lot of calls. I just can't. I mean, I'm a solo practice. So my goal is really to just teach you and guide you and give you all that knowledge so you can put together a case yourself. And hopefully you can put in a viable package. And obviously if you have, you know, if there is an equity or impropriety in your case or error in justice, you know, there's a possibility to be upgraded. So that's my goal in November to do a bunch of those podcasts to really give you some very specific actionable advice and just kind of guide you through it. That's coming up in November. I'm not sure how many episodes that will be, but enough to kind of go through the whole process. And if you want to leave me a little voicemail through the Anchor podcast platform, you can. If you have any questions, I can answer that for everyone if it's applicable. Or if you want to send me an email, I could do a recording to answer the question best I can. And I have like blogs on this stuff too. Some people like to just listen to a podcast. I love to listen to podcasts when I'm doing things. You know, it's just easier to listen if you're doing some other things and you can multitask. So it's just a different way to absorb information. So that's coming up in November. I'm going to my next podcast, actually, that I'll release in October. I have a bunch of clients, actually, mostly Air Force, dealing with these are active duty clients that are officers. And I'm actually helping them with what's called an officer grade determination. It's a process an officer goes through if they're retiring and have some type of misconduct in their current grade. So I'll go into specifics about that in my next episode. So look out for that if you're an officer or know someone. But again, it only applies to, you know, certain officers going through a process. And I love doing those cases. They're very rewarding. I really do enjoy that. I love helping clients. You know, they definitely deserve to retire in grade. So I love helping and doing those type of cases. So I'm going to do one. Again, I have blogs on that on my website, but some people like to just listen and I can just get, you know, share you my perspective. Again, never divulging any information about any clients, just get some just general information about the regs, how it affects you, tangible effects of not retiring grade, intangible effects of not retiring grade. So that'll be my next podcast. And then, you know, again, the name is Military Law and Life Matters. So a lot of law issues are tied to life matters. For example, a will, like honestly, we all deal with people in our, you know, we sometimes deal with issues where, you know, we need a power of attorney, right? You need to take care of something and we don't have one. So why do we need to get these things? You know, if you're an active duty or retired, you're entitled to go to the legal office and get one for free. I was actually the chief of legal assistance for the Air Force at one time in my career. I love that job. And, you know, we had an overview of all these issues, but there's no excuse. You should just go and get a free will. If you need a very complicated one later in your life, you can get a complicated, when I say complicated, more complex one, if you're trying to do things for tax reasons and, you know, shelter and all these type of things, credit, shelter, trust, those are different things. I don't believe the military lawyers do that, but no excuse. The military lawyers can do a very competent, very good job giving you like a durable power of attorney. These are, you know, powers of attorney that you could use if a person is not in a position to take care of matters and you need to. So I'll be sharing that information, which, you know, is helpful not only for military members, but, you know, family members might want to listen to get some ideas. You know, again, hopefully it's going to be useful for military, for veterans, retirees, family members. Just different things I deal with, you know, again, not maybe I don't do estate law, but I certainly, you know, deal with these things in my personal life. So things I'd like to share with you. I love sharing information. Ask my kids. I'm always giving them advice and sharing knowledge. And they usually say, we know that already. And I ask them how, and they kind of tell me that I already told them. So I tend to repeat myself with my son. So anyway, that's the whole point of this. I'd really love to share some, you know, important information that I really hope is going to be useful for you anyway. So I think that's it. So that's the first episode to tell you where this is headed. I really hope you listen. If you think it could help people, you know, share, tell them about the podcast if they might be interested. Obviously, this is a, you know, an area like military law doesn't apply to everyone, but there might be some interesting things you will learn. Again, I'm going to be focusing in November on a whole series for veterans. So you could do your own discharge upgrades, at least try to do it, and be armed with the knowledge of what you need to put in your package. Next one in October is going to be the officer grade determinations and more to come. So stay tuned. I really look forward to continuing on this journey. I'm really happy. It's October. It's fall. It's not so hot. I don't like the hot weather. So I really love the fall weather. It's nice and cool. And looking forward to continuing this journey. I hope you come along with me. But until next time, never ever give up because there is always hope.